بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My respected brothers, today is the 29th of Ramadan. Tonight obviously attempt will be made to sight the moon. If the moon is not sighted, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us an opportunity for one more fast. And if the moon is sighted, then tomorrow will be Eid. So there are certain practices in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which are specific and pertinent to this period. Because of the uncertainty of whether the moon will be sighted or not, this is why even though some of these practices pertain to the night of Eid or to the day of Eid itself, we are using this opportunity now by way of a refresher to remind ourselves so that we maximize the opportunity to practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertinent to this period. Before the day of Eid, according to the Hanafi mazhab, the discharging of Sadaqatul Fitr is wajib. All those who upon whom zakat is compulsory, they also have to discharge Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr is calculated. The minimum amount, obviously, there are different levels of calculation. It can be based on a certain weight of wheat, or it can be based on raisins, or it can be based on dates. The greater virtue is to base it on raisins or dates, because the amount is increase that way and is of greater benefit to the poor and the fuqara. However, the minimum amount has been calculated for Durban to be 20 rand. And as I mentioned, if zakat is compulsory upon you, then likewise Sadaqatul Fitr also will be compulsory. But the addition when it comes to Sadaqatul Fitr is that it has to be discharged on behalf of the family members also. In other words, if you have minor children, on minor children there is no zakat, but when it comes to Sadaqatul Fitr, we'll have to discharge the Sadaqatul Fitr on their behalf. With regards to this Sadaqatul Fitr, its injunction, its benefits, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sadaqatul Fitr tuhratan lissaim min al-lagwi wal-rafath وطعمة للمساكين فمن أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقة رواه أبو داود وابن ماجه والحاكم وقال الصحيح على شرط البخاري. ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم ordained the discharging of Sadaqatul Fitr. Certain benefits are mentioned in this hadith, the first of which is tuhratan lissa'im min al-lagwi wal-rafath. We find in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, laysa siyam min al-ta'ami wal-sharab, innama siyam min al-lagwi wal-rafath. Or kama qal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting in reality is not really the abstention of food and drink. That is just the basic, elementary, surface level of fasting. Actually, the depth of fasting, the objective, the pursuit, or the objective, or the true reality of fasting is for us to fast from what we call lagwiyat and rafath. Now what is lagwi wa rafath? Lagwi, ulama kiram explain this, they say, al-kalamu alladhi la fa'idata fi. Any speech in which there is no benefit whatsoever. Min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the perfection of a man's faith, the perfection of a person's Islam will be attained by him abstaining from that which is of no benefit, particularly in speech. Unfortunately, this is one department or one area where we are extremely negligent. Unnecessary idle chit-chatter. This is something that is extremely harmful. We hurt the feelings of others, we demean others. And this is something that is destructive to our good deeds. So that as far as possible, we have to get ourselves in the habit, not only in Ramadan, but outside Ramadan also, to abstain from unnecessary chit-chatter, unnecessary idle talk. There is no fayda and no benefit in that. That is something that is extremely harmful. As Imam Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the thori there, layani ke andar, a little while spent in layani, useless talks, etc., 40 din ke maqbool ibadat ke noor ko salb kar lete. You say, a little while of layani, useless talks, takes away the noor of 40 days of accepted ibadat. Noor, spiritual depth, development, elevation, this is not possible unless we learn to stay away from useless talk, useless speech. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one benefit of Sadaqatul Fitr is that it is a purification of the fast of Ramadan from whatever idle chit-chatter we were doing. Allah Ta'ala, out of the barakah of this charity, will wipe away the negative effects of that. And the second thing, rafath. Rafath is what ulama ikram mentioned, that al-fuhsha fil qawl, indecent speech obviously is something that we are supposed to be abstaining from anyway. So we find that in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said fasting is not really the abstention of food and drink. Fasting is abstention of this. The tongue has to fast, likewise the eyes and the other limbs of the body have to fast. But if there was some deficiency, some shortcoming in that, then this is one great benefit, one reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us when the Sadaqatul Fitr is discharged. Tuhra, it is a purification of the fast from these things. Another benefit mentioned in this hadith, tu'matan lil masakin. It is a means of feeding the poor. We want our day of Eid to be a happy day, a day of joy. In the same way, the fuqara, the masakin, the poor, this is the intizam which Shariat has put into place so that they also enjoy the day of Eid. At least that one day, their poverty, their hunger, etc. is alleviated. This is part of the psychology of the compulsory nature of Sadaqatul Fitr. So that the day of Eid can be a happy day for the poor and the fuqara and the masakin also. So far as the timing of it, we find inference made in this hadith, فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ زَكَاتٌ مَقْبُولَةٌ. Whoever has discharged his Sadaqatul Fitr before the Salah of Eid, before Eid Salah, the one who discharged his Sadaqatul Fitr, then it is an accepted charity. In other words, all these benefits that are mentioned in this hadith, you will get that inshallah. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. However, if he discharges it after the Eid Salah, فَيَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ, then it is one charity amongst other charities. In other words, there's still benefit. It is a charity, but obviously the maximum true benefit of Sadaqatul Fitr, he will have lost it if he has delayed it till the discharging after the Eid Salah. وَعَنْ جَرِيرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صوم شهر رمضان معلق بين السماء والأرض ولا يرفع إلا بزكاة الفطر. جرير رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, in this hadith is a warning for us for the failure to discharge صدقة الفطر. What is the warning that is given in the hadith? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the fast of the month of Ramadan is held suspended between the heavens and the earth. It does not rise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except when the Zakatul Fitr or the Sadaqatul Fitr is discharged. In other words, such a grave warning we find in this hadith, that if Sadaqatul Fitr is compulsory upon us and we do not discharge it, then there is a very great and a very real fear that our fasting of the month of Ramadan will be suspended and will not reach the heavens. We will not be rewarded for it until the Sadaqatul Fitr is discharged. Which is why, as I mentioned in Hanafi Mazhab, it is wajib, compulsory, for Sadaqatul Fitr to be discharged. Who are the recipients of Sadaqatul Fitr? Ulama say those who are worthy recipients of Zakat are counted as recipients of Sadaqatul Fitr. Next question, obviously, that should occur to us is that what is the most efficacious manner in which we should discharge the Sadaqah? Whilst many masjids have fitrah boxes, these things are collected. We have to understand that when you give your money, whether it is zakat, sadaqatul fitr, any of these things, when you give it to an organization, then all you are doing is you are appointing that organization as your representative to discharge this responsibility. Many of us feel we dropped the money in the box or we wrote the check and it's discharged. It's not discharged. All you've done is you've appointed that organization as your representative to discharge. If they discharge it correctly at the time when they have discharged it, then only are you absolved. If they fail to discharge it for whatever reason, or there is misappropriation, then my respected brothers, you will still be held responsible. It is still your responsibility, because all you've done is you've appointed them. You appoint somebody to do something till he doesn't actually do it, it's not discharged. So that is why, particularly with Sadaqatul Fitr, it's not difficult. And the amounts are not very large. So the ideal situation is actually look for the poor yourself. Look for the poor, look for the needy, and discharge your Sadaqatul Fitr itself. One, this creates affinity between you and the poor. Secondly, you are sure that your obligation has been discharged. And thirdly, one, it creates affinity. Together with that, it creates sympathy. You are more conscious of the plight of the poor. Just take a drive, even in Overport anyway. Such is the level people are suffering. You will see people sleeping on the streets. You will see people in genuine dire need. So let us create that contact between ourselves and the poor. That is the psychology of these type of obligations in Sharia. They cut the distance or the barriers between us and the poor, and we become directly conscious of their plight, of the difficulties that they face and the hardships that they face. With that, when we see their condition, we are given tawfiq to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many, many ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And shukr is something, when we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah ta'ala says, ahlu shukri ahlu ziyadati. The more shukr you make, the more we will give you. If you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we will increase our ni'mat, our bounties upon you. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قام ليلتي العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب رواه ابن ماجه. أبو أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, we find that there are certain nights of the year which are nights that we regard to be, that in Sharia the value, the azmat, the auspiciousness of these nights has been elevated. One such night is the night of Eid, both the Eids. That is before Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, the nights before, because in Sharia the night comes before the day. So we find that these are Mubarak nights. MashaAllah, Ramadan, we made ibadah throughout the night. People who are in i'tikaf, etc. It should not be that the night of Eid we completely leave out nafil ibadah. But we should make that little effort. If you cannot do as much as we do in Ramadan, but at least do a little bit of ibadah. Wake up for tahajjud, wake up a little bit early, etc. And try and spend these nights also to some extent in the ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great fadilat and virtue of this that is mentioned in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the narrator is Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, that the one who will stand in ibadat, in salah, on the night of the two Eids, with hope from reward. We find in many hadith, there is this expression, muhtasiban, ihtisab, ihtisab. Like Rasulullah said, man qama laylatayil eidain muhtasiban. Person stood in ibadat muhtasiban. What is muhtasiban? In layman's terms, very simply, ulama ikram explained this term to mean have the hope of the reward in your heart. Have the hope, the conviction. Whatever has been promised, for example, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who reads Surah Waqi'ah every night, the one who reads Surah Waqi'ah every night, Allah will protect that person from poverty. So one is to just read Surah Waqi'ah. We know it's a virtuous surah to read. The other is, have the conviction, لَمْ يَفْتَقِرْ, I will never become poor. Allah will rain down His treasures upon me. Have that conviction. So muhtasiban, have the hope of the reward. What is the reward? لَمْ يَمُتْ قَلْبُهُ يَوْمَ تَمُوتُ الْقُلُوبُ. The heart of this person will not die. The heart of this person will not die when the hearts of you, on the day when the other hearts will die. Now what this means exactly, one is just from the literal translation we can see that there is a special life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to the heart of a person who engages in ibadat on these Mubarak nights. That is the night of Eid. It also draws analogies, similarities with, for example, when it comes to the shaheed, Allah says, بَلْ أَحْيَا عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. That لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَا عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Allah says, do not think, do not even entertain the idea that the one who has given his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shaheed, he's dead. But he is alive, بَلْ أَحْيَا. And Allah says, we are sustaining him. So it doesn't mean that the person doesn't actually die, but that he is some form of life, some special ihya which Allah gives. So similarly, in the same way, we find when the person who makes ibadat on the night of the two Eids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his heart will not die when the souls of others will die. There is a special nur, special enhancement. Allah knows best what exactly the shape and form of this is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endows the heart of a believer who engages in ibadat on these Mubarak nights. So like I said, don't stay awake the whole night like we did in the last 10 nights, but at least some section. At least let us try and... Ramadan was the training to introduce tahajjud in our lives. Some section of the night we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night. There's tremendous, multiple benefits in this. So we start from the night of Eid, inshallah. Try and... if tonight is Eid, moon is sighted, let us also make sure that we make tahajjud. And we engage in some form of ibadat. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We're supposed to discuss a few more ahadith. One is on the virtue of fasting in Shawwal, and the other is some sunnahs pertaining to the day of Eid. Inshallah, we'll see when there is another opportunity to continue. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.